Now, I think I'm going to surprise most of you with my answer to this question, and that is, I think it is possible that there could be sorrow. Now, let me explain, because immediately you go, well, wait a minute, there's no sorrow in heaven. Well, let's get clear what we're talking about. Right now, Jesus is in heaven, and he is looking down on the earth, and he says, for instance, in Acts 9, to Saul, 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 why do you persecute me? Why do you persecute me? And Jesus says, well, who are you, Lord? I am Jesus whom you are persecuting. Well, to persecute someone is to inflict pain in some way upon them. And so Jesus says, because you are persecuting my bride, my loved ones, I feel their pain, in essence, is what he's saying. So does God experience sorrow? Or in any sense, does Jesus experience hurt for his people and what they are experiencing at the hands of others? I think the answer is yes, but he's in heaven. So is there something less than ideal that can be experienced in heaven? Well, no, if you're talking about the new heavens and the new earth, the eternal heaven, because there we have a specific promise. That promise is in chapter 21, verse 4, God will wipe every tear from their eyes, no exceptions. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Is that a promise for heaven? Yes. But what heaven are we talking about? The ultimate heaven. Is it possible that just as God, as Jesus, can experience hurt and pain for his people, that God's other people in the current intermediate heaven, which is not the ultimate heaven, could experience that? Well, I think that is at least possible, in the same way that you see the martyrs who are crying out in great intensity and uneasiness. Could there be uneasiness in heaven? Could there be people feeling, in some sense, troubled in the current heaven? Will you sense that the martyrs are somewhat troubled? How long, O Lord, before you will bring judgment? So I think, again, the bottom line conclusion is no pain, suffering in the ultimate heaven, but we're not there yet, and even our loved ones who have died are not in the ultimate heaven. It's a wonderful place because it's with God, and perspectives have changed, but still there is a world of suffering that awaits its final redemption and the final glorification.